Pull up a seat by the fire, traveler. The road is long and even heroes need a moment to breathe. So please, loosen your boots, let the dice cool, and allow the dim light of the fire to put your spirit at ease. Welcome to Short Rest Stories, where heroes share memories of their travels to become tales of legend. Let us hear the tale of Norellus the Hunter and their encounter at Aaron's Creek. This was originally played as a solo dark encounter, the solo player rule set for the game Shadow Dark, by the player Walter Marion. Walter transcribed and recorded this tale for us to hear. So now, let us listen in as he spins his tale by the comfort of the fire.
The morning mist hangs low on the hillside forest of the Onum countryside. The pine trees collect the moisture from the air through thick bundles of needles and comfortable gnarled roots, housing creatures that would rather stay dry than forage through the morning. Upon the upland, a small plateau has become a great deal of importance to the people below the hillside of Aaron's Creek. It has become a place for honoring the dead, a walled graveyard with a comfortable and uneven courtyard and long crypts that rest in the dry, muddy earth of the steep hillside. The graveyard has had many generations laid to rest within its walls and is frequently attended by families and people remembering their kin. It is never seen without flowers nor candles lit, as its attendants succeed in creating a friendly and considerate home for the souls of the present and the past. Aaron's Creek has been home to kindly people for all its days, with fish and drink always in supply to share with weary travelers and locals polite enough to lend their own bed so that they might rest comfortably through the night. Yet no matter how kind you are, no matter how many you shelter from the cold, it does not make you worldly, and winter arrives all the same. Horrors of unspeakable form arose from the many cavern paths carved into the hillside and made a home out of the graveyard. The town elders grew frightened as many people have traveled up the hill to ask the creatures to leave, and none have returned. So a daring hunter took it upon themselves to heed the call and remove the blighters, for Aaron's Creek need not live in fear. The hunter, Norellus, approached the graveyard, their boots finding uneven footing in the muddy ground as they approached. They were a fungal entity, gray and spotted, akin to the Amanita. Their face was kind as they communed with the local fungal network. The flora cried out,
"Blood and bone broken."
Unwavered, Norellus pressed on and reached the gates. The doors had been broken off from their stone hinging and laid on the side, having cracked the decorated stone wall that housed the courtyard and protected the crypts. And walking through the stone archway as Norellus approached was a hulking brute, coated in a furry, chitinous body. Forearmed with mandibles as long as short swords and eyes of bewildering grace that nearly stunned Norellus as they approached, the brute halted before the entrance with a wide stance, blocking the way forward.
"Hail there! You must be a bruiser of the spiderlings."
The brute did not respond, nor did he move.
"I come from Aaron's Creek. The elders there have tasked me with clearing out the spiderlings, as you've taken the lives of several people and made the rest of the village very much afraid. Now, I'm in no mood to resort to violence today, so I will ask you politely to leave. I have coin enough for you and all your companions to leave and receive a hearty meal in the next town due west. Do you understand?"
As Norellis moved their pack to fetch the sack of coin, the cave brute saw the iron bow across Norellis' back shift. It knew it was in danger, even though none had arrived, and so, with bestial instinct, he leapt on Norellis. His clawed arm struck a mighty blow against the hunter's head. Norellis rolled from underneath the brute atop them and drew an arrow for fire. But from the strike, their vision had doubled, and with a concussed guess, the arrow missed. The brute closed in on Norellis and struck twice more, and sunk its powerful mandibles into Norellis' shoulder, splitting armor, skin, and the fruiting body that held them together. Norellis cried out. With the effort of 100 people, Norellis could not shake the brute off their body, and they slipped into unconsciousness from the coursing and vivid pain. When they finally awoke, they were blinded, strung up in silky webs. The air was damp, and the walls were close around them. Their equipment had been taken, wounds left untreated, as they could already feel tiny creatures gnawing away at their shoulder.
Blood and bone broken.
The approach of a large beast could be heard from down this long corridor. Please, please do not hurt me. Stand to reason. I wish to help you. The beast approached the hunter, carefully stepping over clean bones and rotting bodies of those who had come before Norellis. She was a spider, the size of a warhorse, with red fangs protruding out of her chelicera. She spun Norellis to face her, even though they could not gaze into her many illustrious eyes. Please, help yourself. The village will only send more, and they will be more terrifying and less considerate than me. The beast paused, hearing these words, and she got close to the cavity in which she believed Norellis could hear from.
Good. More food for all my beloved.
Norellis pleaded till their very last moment, when the beast rammed her fangs straight into their chest, poisoning the body and giving way for all the many spiderlings to feast.
Thank you again, Walter, for sharing your story with us. If you have a short rest story that you would like to share with your fellow travelers, please submit your tale to roleplaygame.pod@gmail.com. Those resting between adventures would love to hear the legends you hold, to perhaps be inspired as they journey once more. Now, be off, traveler. The fire grows cold and the journey awaits. Until we meet again.